This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iraq's parliament has called for an emergency session after hundreds of protesters in Basra, Iraq, stormed the Iranian consulate in that city and set fire to it, demanding Iran get out of Iraq. Local officials say at least 9 people have died this week since the protests began over poor public services, unemployment, and corruption. Around 30,000 people got sick from polluted water in Basra. The UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, warns all the ingredients exist for a perfect storm of a humanitarian catastrophe if the Syrian government, backed by Russia, carries out a large-scale military offensive on the northwestern province of Idlib. Nearly 3 million people live in Idlib. Half of them have been displaced from other parts of Syria and moved to Idlib seeking safety. Along with the civilians, the United Nations estimate about 15,000 terrorist fighters are also in Idlib. At summit in Tehran, representatives from Russia, Turkey, and Iran all debated what to do about the situation in Idlib. Turkey again warned a bloodbath would result from any Syrian government military offensive on Syria's last rebel stronghold. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bill that would make it easier for the federal government to deport immigrants who have committed violent crimes. The legislation clarifies what constitutes a violent crime, addressing an issue in a previous law the Supreme Court ruled this year was just too vague. President Trump tweeted his approval of that legislation. It still needs to be passed by the Senate before President Trump can sign it into law. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. George Papadopoulos, the Trump campaign advisor who triggered the Russia investigation, was sentenced to 14 days in prison Friday by a federal judge who said he had placed his own interest above those of the country. The punishment was far less than the 6-month sentence sought by the government, but also it was more than the probation that Papadopoulos and his lawyers had asked for. However, defense lawyer Thomas Breen said the sentence was, in fact, fair. Papadopoulos is the first Trump campaign aide to be sentenced in special counsel Robert Mueller's ongoing investigation into Russian coercion, and said he was deeply embarrassed and ashamed for having lied to FBI agents during an interview last year. He also acknowledged that his actions could have hindered their work. Former U.S. President Barack Obama imploring Americans who are tired of today's politics to vote in the November midterm elections. In the U.S. state of North Dakota, President Trump said someone has asked him if he saw President Obama's speech at the University of Illinois. President Trump is urging the Justice Department to investigate the anonymous author of a critical New York Times opinion piece who questioned Mr. Trump's fitness for office. The president cited national security as the reason for an investigation and called on U.S. Attorney General to open a probe. He also said that he was exploring bringing legal action against New York Times over its decision to publish the anonymous piece. President Trump says that he will impose even more tariffs on Chinese goods unless the two countries agree to more favorable trading conditions. We get more from the Associated Press's Jackie Quinn.
President says he's prepared to impose tariffs on an additional $267 billion of Chinese imports. And that would be on top of the $200 billion already mentioned for everything from bicycle tires to handbags. But Trump says it's up to China. What happens next? The administration has already imposed tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese imports, and Beijing has retaliated. The growing trade war stems from concerns China has used predatory practices to try to undermine America's technological dominance. The president has also complained about the huge trade imbalance. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The credit card data of hundreds of thousands of British Airways customers has been hacked. The British Airways CEO Alex Crew said the airline has garnered all its resources to communicate with its customers and make sure their data is protected. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.